this is Press Conference Extra without a press conference, which is a bit mad, but we've decided to give the people what they want and do it anyway. As ever, joined by the Dream Team, Martin Fitzgerald and Mike Bencoli. Martin texted me this morning, asked me, did I know what time the press conference was? To which I replied, well, Liverpool haven't posted yet, but let me find out. To which we got a reply from someone at the club, who shall not be named, saying, actually, there isn't one. Now, I don't know whether we're obliged to do it or not, or whether Giovanni von Bronckhorst doesn't fancy a little stint as Pep Linders, or whether they just thought, you know what, we haven't got the time, let's just plough through. So, in the
spirit of... Maybe they've become, you know, maybe they've become a prescribed organisation. I mean, you never know these days in this country.
They've been cancelled too.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah,
that's quite possible. It was crazy. We got cancelled and they got cancelled. It's like an endless loop of being cancelled here.
I mean, maybe the feedback was, well, if they're not going to do a press conference extra, what's the point?
What's the point?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I just want John Henry to know, because I know he's listening, we're here for you, man. We are here for you. We'll do it.
I mean, you know, we're still turning up.
There you go. So to be video corner to Martin's Arne Slot, Martin, what do you think of the fixture coming up this weekend? Well, during the week?
Well, I mean, I think Southampton are a very, very good team. And they showed last year, whilst being very unlucky in pretty much 38 games, that actually they're very, very, very good. So, you know, we're not going to take it lightly. You know, there'll be lots of people within the ground who maybe, because of the ticketing system, can I say that? But maybe because of various things, they're not usually in the ground. So we want to put on a show for our fans, and hopefully we'll do that.
But Martin, we talk about taking things lightly here. I mean, we did have the Nottingham Forest game last year when Liverpool were clear favourites, and, you know, we all know what happened there. We surely can't let that happen again.
Yeah, that was a learning curve for me, I have to say. And then I'm sure you've done your homework, but what you will have seen after that is that I always made changes after every Champions League game after that. And I didn't against Forest, and we lost that. So that was I learned my lesson. Thanks for bringing that up again.